Matthew 21, verse 17 to 22. And they left them there and went out of the city into Bethany, and they lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto the mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Mountain moving faith. The first part of this passage is that Jesus, when he was hungry, this is one of this is the last week of his life. And it is Tuesday. And he went to Jerusalem, but he saw a fig tree and was hungry. And he hoped that he could eat something from it, but when he came to the tree, it was only full of leaves and no fruit. So Jesus said the word, Henceforth no one will eat any fruit out of this tree. And the tree withered in just a day. When the disciples came back on the way, they were amazed to see what Jesus had done. Don't think that Jesus is all the time carrying children in his arms and blessing them. But he has much to do against the hypocrites, the Pharisees, the scribes, the theologians, and the Pharisees of Pharisees, the chief priests. And they were very angry and jealous of our Lord Jesus. And they challenged Jesus. Did you not hear them saying, Hosanna, praising you, praising God, praising you in the name of God? And Jesus answered him, Have you not read that is in Psalm 8, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Now many times I've heard it said that Jesus say, Love your enemies. Will Jesus now here pat them on the back and say, I love you? No, it cannot. Jesus all the time challenged the hypocrites, the Pharisees, who were his enemies, and they are not private enemies, but public enemies. They were against him outright, against him in doctrine. Jesus came to save all those who repent, publicans and harlots and sinners. We come today, everyone, humbling ourselves. And I'm sure if God points out any sin, we will obey and come to Him. But those who go against Him in doctrine, Jesus said, their sins who blaspheme the Holy Spirit, who go against the conscience, they will not be forgiven in this world, neither in the world to come. So, I can see that here is a reflection of Jesus, that He is giving a serious warning to the scribes, chief priests, Pharisees, Pharisees of all Pharisees, for when He came, this is in the course of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and the chief priests were against Him. But Jesus said, out of the lips, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, Thou hast perfected praise. And so, this is a great warning to them, that they will not repent of their sins. Then Jesus applies this miracle that He has done. He said that if you have the faith, you can even move mountains. You, not He. He is telling us something very precious, very wonderful. Jesus gives us, if we have the faith, then we can move mountains by saying, be you moved and be cast into the sea. Does Jesus mean literally? Which if it is put into practice in Singapore, the highest hill of Singapore is Bukit Timah, 586 feet. And tell Bukit Timah, you go and be dumped into the sea outside Katong. It doesn't mean that. And we can come to the full meaning of it by reading Matthew 7, chapter 17. There, the disciples are trying to cast out the devil who possessed a boy. And none of them were able. And Jesus said the same thing to them, because you have no faith. Sometimes I pray for sick people and I have no faith, tremblingly. But God still loves us. If we repent and if we cleanse ourselves, He will give us that power. It is the power of healing. And they could not cast out the devil that possessed a boy. Well, do you want to hear my testimony? I have so many years of service. And there were some times the Lord simply amazed me. What I tremblingly prayed for, he came through in a matter of a few hours and in 2 or 3 days. The patient is healed and discharged. I'm going to give you a testimony of mountain moving faith. This happened in 1960. I was 40 years old then. I had been in Korea holding gospel campaign and preached 52 times. And when I came home, I was exhausted. When I entered the house, the phone rang. And on the phone is Chandra, an Indian whom I had contacted with an old lifer, Chia Chai, trying to bring him to Christ. Now, he comes to Christ for help with his boy, baby boy, Joseph Roslan. He had a Malay wife, a Muslim, and they were so nervous, he carrying a Bible, and the wife crying in the ward, and they said, "We want you to baptize my son, that he may be well." And I said, "All right, on condition you give up your Roman Catholicism and the wife her Islam religion. Both must become Christians and accept him as Savior." And they said, "We will," at once. They were desperate. They would do anything for the son. And then I explained to them, the son, it is not the baptism to save his body. That is their idea, but baptism of children, yes. When believing parents bring them to be baptized, claiming the covenant of the Lord. And so I prayed very fervently, tremblingly. But the next morning, the hospital said the boy suffering from leukemia has now improved 50%. And the parents were very happy. But in a matter of 2 days, he was completely cured. And he was discharged on the third day. All this is recorded in my biography. Now, what is the proof that it was the Lord's work and special grace? We sent in those days Miss Agitan to go and teach this family because they had 8 children and the others are the bigger ones. And they were whole house baptized. And they were catechized for 1 whole year. At the end of the year, the wife, who is now a fervent Christian, proposed that since there are so many people in his house, 10 people, they can start a church. And in the Jurong area, they have most of them Indians. As a result of all this, have come out 3 Indian churches from Life Church. That is the proof that the Lord has specially heard our prayer. Now I give you another instance of immediate cure. A deacon's wife was still in hospital with whatever it be, it is like jaundice, yellowish face. And she called for me to go and pray for her. By that time, this is about 4 years after, an American missionary, Reverend Grawley, came to teach at our Bible college. And so he was very happy to come along with me to go and pray. And I brought along a bottle of olive oil, John Sung style. John Sung did pray for the sick. And he would have a bowl of olive oil, and he used the olive oil to put it on the forehead of the patients coming for divine healing. And so I did. And I prayed for her using the olive oil. And you know what happened? When she opened her eyes, I saw her yellow face turn orange. Like the healing had come. And she said immediately, "I feel I'm healed already." And she said, "I want to be baptized this Sunday in church. And please let me go up and give my testimony." Well, if I say these things to glorify myself, let it be done. But I say this truthfully, from a very vivid experience. What Jesus was saying, not himself, that he is going to have the mountain moving place, but you. So, many times we pray for our people and then they get healed. But the whole point is that God has promised that if you bring your petition to me through elders, and the elders will pray for you, you will be healed. But today we not only have the elders and the pastors who pray, we have also the doctors and the surgeons. Are they good or bad? They are very good. And God has blessed medical science. So recently, we have a case and I said to the very devout wife of this brother, I said, "We prayed. And usually, you are healed, but also through the surgeon's knife, through the doctor's prescription, so God hears both elders and also doctors." And so it is wonderful. This has strengthened me to pray for our sick. And I believe, without believing faith, we will have no result. But in the case of this situation, it's cancer and it takes a long drawn battle. I believe our prayers are effective. Because of the shortness of time, I will not tell you the third testimony. First was another thing that amazed me, because the Lord was happy. This, in this case, without doctor. But the Lord did the same. This was to increase the faith of the church when we pray for our members. Mountain-moving faith is given to the church. It's given to the pastor. It's given to the elders. So let us look to Him. O Lord, forgive us of our sins. Many times we read from the Word and we do not see the point. Now you have given to us, leaders of the church, that power. Help us to cleanse ourselves that you will hear us. In Jesus' name. Amen.